My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how to turn shit into sugar. So I'll start first. This is a really good example of the agency that I run right now called Single Grain. Now, just so people know, I mean, this is a company that basically we were an SEO agency before I joined, right? And Google started to make adjustments. Things started to become difficult for the company. And in many cases, the company started to become shit because what we're doing before no longer worked. It's not the people that are shit. It's what we're doing just no longer worked, right? But at the end of the day, the financials were not working out anymore. So when I took over the business a couple years ago, about 4 years ago, I think maybe 5 years or so, basically the company was negative, right? It was negative. So the question is, how do you go and take something that is not that good and make it into something that, well, is humming like a machine? So for me, I can tell you that I went through a really tough slog. And what I can say is, you know, we've been talking about this in a couple other episodes, is just being consistent, right? Even with the first podcast that I did, I was only getting 9 downloads a day after the first year. I was spending 6 hours a week on it, and that was all I had to show for it. But I kept going because I knew that I had something something great was happening, because people, you know, from time to time, people would send me like a email telling me how great it was, right? Now, with the agency itself, I knew that for me, I'd be able to make it happen as long as I set very specific goals and I stuck with it, right? You know, it didn't work out the first year, it didn't work out the second year, but I just stuck with it and then made sure that I continued to, you know, make adjustments really quickly. What I found out in the very beginning was I was too afraid to let people go quickly, right? To lay people off. And the thing is, when things are really shitty, you got to make changes quickly. You got to make decisions really fast, right? Otherwise, at the same time, people at your company, like, morale is going to drop, but they are going to respect you at the same time, right? So that's what I learned to do from a business perspective. But also what I can also say is getting a lot of help from my peers. At the same time, I joined Entrepreneurs Organization, and that helped me a lot. I can say definitively without the processes and procedures that they had, because they all went through really shitty times, I wouldn't have been able to save my business. So just make sure that you have peers around you all the time that can help you.
I've dealt with turning shit into sugar many times, and I've seen other people do it. I have a buddy who just does this with hundreds of millions of dollars. And the one thing I've ended up learning from him is that every time you think you can turn shit into sugar, it never happens overnight. When you solve one problem, there's always another one that's going to pop up. The question is just when. And what he ends up doing, and I ended up learning this process from him, is you go look at the business, you do analysis, and you break down, all right, here's the things that are the worst in the business that could be improved upon. And then you organize them based on how easy they are to fix. And you just go through it. Every week, you need to accomplish more and more of these. And then when you look back after a year forward, right, you're going to be like, oh my God, we accomplished all this stuff. And not only did you accomplish that, you'll start seeing the revenue numbers change. They still not maybe where you want them to be, but they'll get better. And turning shit into sugar doesn't happen overnight. It typically takes well over a year. If it was that easy to do it, you got lucky, because that means you didn't really have that big of a problem, or what you were turning shit into sugar really wasn't shit in the first place. But when things are really bad, yes, you can fix it as long as you don't give it up. You adapt fast and you put in the right people, because if you have the wrong people or people who are there, I don't care how much you like them. If it's shit, that means they weren't really doing a good job. So you need to put in people who can actually solve it, execute fast, and are focusing on the stuff that'll have the biggest impact and are easy to fix first. And once you start adding a lot of them up, the numbers should start improving, but don't expect it to turn into sugar within the first 30, 60, or even 90 days.
Yeah, the other thing I'll say is, you know, when I was leading marketing at this one startup, you know, we only had 5 months of cash left in the bank, and there were about 48 people, right? And the CEO pulls me aside and says, you know, Eric, got to hit numbers this month because, you know, 48 people, you know, their families, they're lying on your shoulders, right? And so what I did at that time was basically looked at, okay, you know, we need to cut everything we're doing on the marketing side and just focus on one thing that has the most potential to help us hit numbers. Because before that, for the last 2 years, we were not hitting any numbers at all. The company was stagnant, right? So it was a pretty shitty situation. So I basically bet the entire company on this one marketing channel that had potential. It had potential, right? It wasn't even performing well. It just, the numbers were trending in the right direction. So sometimes, yes, you have to have the guts to pull off something like that. But at the same time, you have to focus too, right? We focused in on that channel for months and months and months, and then we expanded into other channels and started to really grow everything else. So that's really important. I think when times are really shitty, you got to really lock in. And if you don't think you can deal with shitty situations, this is a much more general piece of advice. I'd recommend learning how to play poker, play it for, you know, 30, 60, 90 days or so, and go through really shitty times, because that's what life is. Poker helps you expedite that feeling, so you know how to deal with really shitty situations, and it teaches you how to deal through the ups and downs of entrepreneurship and life.
Read a book called Traction. Eric and I both follow it. It'll help you turn your shit into sugar. It helps you with things like scorecards and rocks, and I know I'm getting into vocabulary that's discussed in the book, but just check it out. Buy the book. It'll help you organize everything so you're getting more things accomplished each and every single week, and the whole team as well, so that way everyone's aligned. And what you'll notice quarter after quarter, you'll see really good improvements as long as you're following that book.
Yeah, and that book, by the way, it's Traction, the Entrepreneur's Operating System. We're not talking about there's some other books called Traction. So just FYI, definitely pick it up. Highly recommended. And before we go, we have a episode on the Entrepreneur's Podcast Network called Problem Solvers, and this is with HelloFresh. And HelloFresh, they just recently filed to go public, and they are talking about marketing cohorts and customer retention, which is stuff I think you all care about, right? So just go to singlegrain.com/fresh, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Are Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.